You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. That was two songs from Star Trek. The first one is the theme to Star Trek The Next Generation. The second one was the theme to Star Trek Deep Space Nine on the day after the 50th anniversary, or maybe that was a couple days ago. It's like...
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's like...
Twitter seemed like it was yesterday.
Yeah, so. I feel like we've been celebrating it since...
Leonard Nimoy died.
Yeah, Leonard Nimoy died, and Star Trek Beyond came out too, you know, so... Mm. And they announced all that new show stuff, so... Really exciting time for Star Trek fans out there. My name is Zach Going. I'm a sophomore at Tufts. I'm joined here by my reoccurring guest, potentially friend of the program. We'll see how this goes.
Potential?
Maybe.
I've got that, potential.
That gasp just took it away, maybe. Chris Del Russo, say hi, Chris. You've already been.
Hi, Chris. Hi.
I'm gonna do.
I'm working
thing.
Hard. I'm working hard to lose that friend of the program title before I even get it.
Yeah, this is really. I was doing it out of sentimentality, but now.
Why sentimentality, Zach?
Because it's potentially the final episode of the show, Chris. Potentially, maybe next week.
The end of an era.
It really depends. So, a glimpse, dear readers, into the inner workings of WMFO. We have a staff meeting coming up on Sunday, afterwards we may or may not do scheduling for the new season. So I'm not really sure when that scheduling will go through and if I'll have the show next Friday, but I'm going to say it's a coin toss at this point, whether or not I have another show on Friday.
Fitty-fitty.
Yeah, fitty-fifty.
Fitty-fifty.
Fitty-fitty. 50-50. Have you seen War Dogs by any chance?
I haven't.
It's not that good.
That's the Jonah Hill one, right?
That's the Jonah Hill Miles Teller movie where they play war profiteers. Yeah. You know, heroes.
The good guys.
Yeah.
The good guy.
It's fairly bad throughout, but there's one good scene where they're driving from Jordan to Baghdad in a tractor trailer with this one guy, and they're trying to get, I think it's 50,000 Berettas across Iraq to Baghdad to the American troops, and they ask their guide like how dangerous is this journey, like it's 8 hours, but like how dangerous is it, and he goes 50-50. And they're like, wait, like 50% chance we live, 50% chance we die? And he's like, no, it's very safe, 50-50. And they're like, what does that mean? He's like, no, we're going at night. It's very safe, 50-50. It's kind of awful.
Jonah Hill has really, like, worried me.
I don't know how I feel about Jonah Hill anymore.
I haven't, like, been a huge fan of him, but when he went from fat to, like, really skinny, and now he's really, really, like, heavy.
Yeah.
Like, his weight gain has... I don't normally care about celebrities,
I think he's about back up to normal now.
I don't know. If you look at him from, like, Superbad, he was heavy, but now he's got no neck whatsoever.
Dear readers, tweet at ZA Going, or look at the tweet I'm about to put up, which is going to be a poll. Is Jonah Hill...
Too fat.
Too fat.
Is Jonah Hill
we'll
too
see.
Fat?
By the way, we at WMFO do not condone
body shaming, anything,
body shaming,
anything of the sort. We
obesity,
don't.
Obesity. We don't. We just want to know the
we
truth.
We don't condone anything here.
Is Jonah Hill too fat? I'm typing it up right now. Is Jonah Hill too fat now? Okay, here we go. Oh, wait. Do I have to hit the poll button first?
Yeah, you have to hit the poll button and set up a poll.
What should the options be?
Yes
or no?
No. Kind of.
No, I think yes and no. I think it has to be
who
yes
is Jonah
no.
Hill?
Yeah. Okay, yes or no. Let's mark this as the official
is Jonah Hill
Astro
too fat?
Astro Hour poll.
Well, we don't know if there's going to be more polls during the show.
It doesn't matter. We'll okay, Astro Hour poll number one. Is Jonah Hill too fat now? Here we go. Dear readers, it is launching. The poll length is going to be, let's make it 40 minutes.
Yeah, let's see how many we get in 40 minutes.
Minutes.
Remember, At Z-A going.
At Z-A going.
At
here we go.
Z-A-G-O-I-N-G.
There we go. Here we go. It's launched.
Is Jonah Hill too fat now?
Mm-hmm.
We will find out soon enough.
We'll find out soon enough. My mom says that that's mean. Well, here's the thing, Mom. We're not saying it's bad. We're saying, like, is he unhealthily
overweight? We're not shaming Jonah Hill.
Maybe I shouldn't have put fat.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have put overweight.
Is Jonah Hill too overweight? We're not meaning
to. Okay, you know what? I think I have to rewrite this. Although someone just put yes. Yeah, you put yes, didn't you? We can't vote.
Hey, I'm a listener. I'm listening.
It's like, what if Obama got to vote in his re-election? Oh, wait.
He does get to.
Yeah, they all get to vote. Okay, is Jonah Hill too overweight?
Too heavy?
No. I put overweight. Because he was overweight before, but... Oh, wait. I before E, except after C. Except in the word weight.
E-I, yeah. W-E-I-G-H-T.
What? There are too many exceptions to that rule.
I before E, except after C, except when sounding like A as in neighbor and way.
Oh, is that the...
That's the second half of that.
Oh, wow. I never even knew that that was a thing.
I before E, except after C, as in... Except sounding like A as in neighbor and way. I think that's how it goes. I'm a history dude. I'm not English.
Yeah, me neither. I don't...
Yeah,
well, I'm not a... Yeah, I'm not history either.
You're science-y.
Yeah, I do...
You're a nerd.
I do really awful math.
Nerd alert.
Cool, so the poll is live at ZA going. Cool.
Yeah. Jonah Hill, if you're listening.
I don't want to call out Jonah Hill.
Yeah, we're not calling you out. This isn't like meant to be mean or anything, buddy. Yo, though, if this is the last episode of Astro Hour, let it be known that Howie Carr is a coward.
Yes, Howie Carr
never answered our challenge.
On the show.
Howie Carr, you are a coward.
Howie Carr, we are re-challenging you.
You have... You have 47 minutes, Howie Carr. Get down to WMFO Studios.
We need...
Get down here.
We need our dose of the car. Yes. I don't even have an argument prepared, Howie Carr. This is an easy win for you. If you really believe you're this good...
Yeah.
Come on this show.
Come on this show. Come on the Astro Hour and prove yourself, Howie Carr.
I think my mom just voted to say that Jonah Hill is not too fat anymore. Mom, look at a picture of Jonah Hill. Like, and tell me he's not unhealthy. If I looked like that, Mom, how would you feel? Like, honestly. But anyway, to reiterate, Howie Carr, we are calling you out.
Who else have we called out?
Chris Angel Mindfreak.
Chris Angel, yeah. Chris Angel, you're a coward too.
I don't know. Chris Angel, we've only called him out once now, I guess twice now. Went. But,
how many times have we called out Howie Carr?
Yeah. I'd say like at least five.
Did your mom just text you?
You know, my mom said she didn't vote, actually. Someone else voted no. I have no idea who it was.
Wow, we have a listener.
Yeah, we have, or we just have people that are checking Twitter and are friends with me on Twitter, which is the more likely option.
Yeah.
Although we do have 6 listeners, says Shoutcast, which is pretty amazing.
Thank you, valued dear readers.
Yes, thank you, dear readers. Plus the people in the cars.
Yes.
Yeah. Dear listeners, we're going to play, or dear readers, whatever.
Yeah, it's the last. Potentially the last episode.
I just threw a marker behind my
head.
That
was a highlighter.
This is improvisation right here. And speaking of improvisation, we don't want to do it anymore. So tweet at ZA going, topics you want us to discuss, some hot takes, and we'll see what happens. I'm not going to talk about anything my parents told me to talk about, so Dad and Mom, don't tweet at me.
Tweet at him. You're embarrassing me in front of my audience.
Yeah. All right. Let's play a song while we let the dear readers tweet some hot takes at us.
Ponder.
What song
some
should we play?
Takes. Let's go with Electric Avenue.
Oh, easily. I love Electric Avenue.
I love that song so much.
That's a fantastic song. And you know what? I feel like it really fits my aesthetic right now. So here is Electric Avenue. Is that by Eddie Grant?
Yes,
that's by
Eddie Grant.
Here we go, dear readers.
Oh!
That was Electric at, where are my headphones? There they are. That was Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant.
Hashtag professionalism.
Followed by David Bowie with Moon Age Daydream. So we have not received any tweets or additional votes on our Twitter. Pick up the pace, dear readers.
Unless you're listening in the car on the radio, at which point stay away from
your
phone.
Please don't tweet. Pull over and tweet at us.
Make sure
what else are you
going to
be doing? You know, all of those people who are commuting to work at 10:25. So there's this video that's been going around with me and some of my friends recently. It's from the comedian Eric Andre, who star of the Eric Andre Show on Comedy Central, I believe.
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah, and it's kind of a parody late night talk show, but he also does a lot of on the street stuff where he does this crazy improv on the street, and it's very quick. Every segment is like a minute or less. It's amazing stuff. And Chris hasn't seen the latest one, which is called Eric Andre's Fruit Loops. If you're looking for it, go to tinyurl.com/Eric Loops. That's tinyurl.com/ERICLOOPS. I made that link myself just now. But we're gonna play it live for you guys, and Chris is gonna watch it for the first time, and I just turned on the sound.
This is fascinating radio.
Yeah, this is amazing radio. It's basically the same. So just picture guy walks onto the subway wearing Fruit Loops. And
wearing Fruit Loops.
Wearing Fruit Loops. The audio is the best part.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some bad news. I did not get the job at Fruit Loops. My body is now your communion. Please eat from me. Eat from me. Drink from me. Drink from me.
Okay, so he's wearing one of those cones that dogs wear.
No,
when
no,
they get-
don't try to explain it. His body is now our communion. We must eat from him.
No, you can't. I didn't get the job in Fruit Loops.
Love it. This is amazing radio.
Yes.
We're turning radio into a visual medium. Here we go, one step at a time.
We are changing the way that you listen to things with your eyes.
Yeah. I feel that. I feel that.
That's a haiku.
Please eat from me. Drink from me. Eat from me.
Whoa. Are we still at 6 listeners?
Oh, let's check. We've probably eliminated at least 3 right now.
5.
La, 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 la. We gained one.
We gained one? Thank you. We're going to lose them
it's
after that.
It's time to watch some more Eric Andre.
It's proven fact. Watching Eric Andre clips on the radio gains you more listeners. Mm-hmm. I think that we just proved that. I think that's how science works. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
I mean, there's definitely a correlation there.
Yeah. We'll but see. And we all know correlation is causation, right? I mean, that's, again, science.
Correlation is definitely causation.
Yeah. I mean, I don't totally know how science works. I'm not a scientist.
No. I think that works.
Yeah, that's definitely
speaking as someone who's a scientist, I'm not a scientist. That's definitely true.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking at the list of Tufts honorary degrees. They sent us this list of honorary degrees. Well, of like people who've gotten them. And I don't know the majority of them. It's actually kind of crazy. Madeline Albright. Hank Azaria. Hank Azaria makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he has a real degree from here, too, so.
You know who else got an honorary degree?
Yeah, I'm well aware that Bill Cosby got an honorary degree from here. We took it away, though. Deval Patrick got one.
Well, that's who I was going to say, Deval Patrick. I wasn't going to bring up Bill Clut.
Oh.
I wasn't going to bring up Bill Cosby.
Meredith Vieira, who also has a real degree from here, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tufts grad Meredith Vieira.
Of Today Show fame.
Of Today Show fame, yeah.
Of also, didn't she...
Mike Bloomberg has an honorary degree from here.
Did Meredith Vieira, am I confusing this with the Lion King DVD, or did Meredith Vieira at one point host Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did it after Regis.
Yeah, because
that was awesome.
I used to have the Lion King on DVD, and they had bonus content of a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire where you're Timon and Pumbaa.
I'm well aware.
And Meredith Vieira, oh, you knew the same content too?
I know that DVD.
Yeah.
Yes. No, that's how I... That's
it was...
You know the virtual safaris?
Yes.
So first of all, this is when DVDs were amazing.
Yeah, this is when the DVD content...
This is the
content.
Peak of DVDs when, like the reason that you got something on DVD was for the special features and for the games.
Yeah, they had games on DVDs.
And Easter eggs. They had little Easter eggs. It was brilliant. Like, DVDs used to be an art.
Yeah, do you know how cool it was when I had the Monsters, Inc. DVD and I found all those cool Easter eggs?
Yo, so that was the first DVD we got, and I always think back to the Monsters, Inc. DVD. Because that was, like, one of the first big, like DVD releases, you know, like...
Maybe in your time.
I think that was, like, one of the first bigger ones.
I don't know.
That's the first
one
we got.
I got the double set of Toy Story on DVD, mm-hmm. Toy Story 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Double box set.
That's pretty chill.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but, like, the Timon and Pumbaa virtual safaris that were on the DVD of the special edition of Lion King, they were on the DVD for Lion King 1.5.
Yeah.
And the DVD for Lion King 2. There were two safaris on Lion King and then one on the other ones. And they were the funnest things I've ever played. I've
also
found them online.
There was something like that.
And I've played them online.
There was something like that on the Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets DVD. Where it wasn't like a virtual safari, but it was similar to that, where like you're going through Hogwarts trying to solve the mystery.
Yeah.
And if you take a wrong turn, the basilisk eats you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which was like
that's
as
annoying.
A kid, the coolest, and also like having a giant basilisk jump out at you and your TV screen was pretty scary.
Yeah. In terms of DVD games, I'd say like the craziest one. Hey, wait, I'm going to give you the PSA binder and you're going to look for a PSA while I talk.
Okay.
So keeping it professional today, folks.
Yes. Last show. We got to be professional.
The Elf DVD.
Oh yeah.
Had this game where
Sorry, I opened up the PSA binder,
we'll see it,
and
we'll
there
see
was
it.
The funny picture.
We'll see it. I'm trying to think of a song to play in the background with that one.
I think I'm going to do that one.
I know. Yeah,
that's
I know.
Destiny right there.
Actually, I know exactly what song I'm going to play. But
is it a Weird Al Yankovic song?
It is, in fact, a Weird Al Yankovic song. So it's Buddy the Elf is skiing down Candy Mountain, and it's first person view, so you're skiing, and it's like really good graphics, surprisingly, and he has to like ski around things using your DVD remote, which kind of sucked because the DVD remote always had like a huge lag time.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really made, like DVDs were not made for games, but the games were still fun, you know. I miss DVD games.
I miss DVDs.
The Timon and Pumbaa virtual safaris. I would set up chairs in my living room and pretend that I was like driving through the virtual safaris. It was awesome. And that's how I learned my left from my right, is because there's one scene, I remember it specifically, where there's like two signs, one that points left, one that points right. And like Timon is like, pick right. And Pumbaa is like, no, pick left, pick left. And as he's saying pick left, the left arrow like blinks. And that's when I was a kid, I would say for like the first like 3 years of me learning my left and rights, that's how I would remember it.
How old were you when you learned your left and rights? 8?
No. Well, you gotta remember that I'm 4 years younger than you.
True.
Or so 3 years?
No.
Three or four.
A senior in high school when
how
you were a freshman.
How old are you right now?
22.
When did you turn 22?
April.
You turned 22 in April. Okay, I turned 19 in May, so...
3 years.
So we're about 3 years.
Okay.
Back. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay,
all right.
Hold on. Let me find this song.
So, this picture is the most hilarious thing in the world.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
We're gonna tweet it out at ZA going.
Yeah, we're gonna
so you
tweet
know
it out
I'm
at
laughing.
ZA going. And here we go.
Want some diabetes with those deep fried butter balls? No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with a high fat and sugar, low exercise lifestyle. So just sit back. Relax, watch the Food Network, and snack away. Worried about the complications of diabetes, like obesity, heart disease, stroke, impotence, limb amputation, and blindness? No problem. Paula Deen and pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk have teamed up to bring you an expensive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems, but could keep you alive a little bit longer. If, on the other hand, in your later years, you'd rather ride a bicycle instead of being confined to a wheelchair. If you'd prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical bills and prescription drug co-pays. If right now you want to be more attractive and healthy, then exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits while lowering your intake of meat or even eliminating it
is a very effective and inexpensive way to help achieve those goals. This has been a public service message from your tomato, bean, onion, and mushroom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. P.S. If you're already diabetic, going vegetarian can really help you get better rather than worse. I will never, ever, ever eliminate meat from my diet.
You see, I totally acknowledge that I should eliminate meat from my diet.
Not gonna do it.
I just have not.
Never gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it if like some really serious alternatives come around. You know, like I'm talking. Again, this goes back to this one thing I talked about like 10 episodes ago, maybe.
Oh yeah.
Where with the burger that's made of plants but tastes exactly like a burger. Like if every meat had that, you know, I'm sorry. I'm just not gonna. Also, protein supplements. The problem with me is I didn't eat meat for the longest time, like until maybe, or I didn't eat like good meats, like chicken for the longest time until really recently. So like to give up now is just kind of like awful. Mm. You know, I've just started having like a healthy amount of protein in my diet. I'm not really willing to get rid of that yet. Also, meat's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It turns a salad into something good.
Yeah.
Like, it does. Chicken salad, I will gladly eat a chicken salad instead of anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm not going to blame you.
Like, if someone's like, hey, do you want to have this, like, steak or do you want a chicken salad? I'll be like, I'll take the chicken salad.
Update, we have another vote.
We have another vote. Jonah Hill, it's looking like Jonah Hill is overweight,
is
folks.
Too overweight.
If you think otherwise, go to @ZAGoing to A, look at this funny picture I'm about to post from our PSA binder, and B, vote as to whether or not you believe that Jonah Hill is too overweight. We've got 24 minutes left, folks. The time is ticking. The clock @ZAGoing. @ZAGoing. But here we go. I'm going to take a picture of this. Chris, distract the dear readers.
So, coming up on Saturday is something I'm super interested in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You talk about
that. Yeah. So, UFC 203 coming up on Saturday. Former professional wrestler Phil CM Punk Brooks is making his debut. I just watched the four-part series last night. They did, like, a documentary series on his training. Zach, I know you have, like, a fleeting interest in the UFC.
I have a stronger interest in UFC than I do in WWE, mostly just for women's UFC because
you are like because you think I'm Ronda that Rousey guy. Is like the most amazing fighter in the world.
Yeah, well, we'll see if she can. Oh God, who has the belt now? Who beat Miesha Tate?
I think it's that. Was it the girl from Brazil? I think that.
Oh,
was
yeah. Nunez? What's her name?
Amanda Nunez. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really follow it. I keep track of results and stuff, but I don't really like.
Yeah, me neither.
Keep track of who's the champion and whatnot.
I'll watch Ronda fights and I'll watch McGregor fights because I'm that guy. I'm a Fairweather fan, 100%.
You know what? This is something I watched. They had a four-part documentary series UFC did called Evolution of Punk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like about his training.
Okay.
And because his name is CM Punk, it's not the Evolution of Punk music.
No, I get that.
Yeah, it's a old hockey trick. But so they had like a whole documentary series about his training. I hope this guy. I hope he wins. I hope. Mainly because I know of him coming from like the WWE because when I was a kid and watched WWE, he would be like he was one of the like the up and coming guys.
Yeah,
like, I just enjoyed him. He's you know he's like he knows how to like work people on a microphone. Like I don't know if you've seen he did a Q&A with fans and like he worked so many people there. Like got him so riled up, got him so mad. Is so funny. Mm-hmm. And I hope this guy, he's going up against, everybody's like, oh, he's coming from the world of professional wrestling, fake fighting. You know, the guy he's fighting is like Mickey Gall. The guy has like a 2-0 record. Mickey Gall, I'm calling you out. I'm not. Please don't hurt me.
Yeah, that's a very
yeah, he's
bad
a trained
idea.
UFC fighter who I probably have about 40 pounds on, but like not muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, here's the thing. Even having just a little bit of.
And he's probably like, got having, a foot on weight, me.
Okay, that's not awesome. But if you have 40 pounds in them, that's like pretty. Like these weight classes, like the craziest thing about like the about these weight classes is that they're, you know, they're all within 10 pounds.
Yeah,
it's like my weight will fluctuate like 10 pounds in over the course of like 3 days. You know, like
yeah,
like these people are built.
Yeah. Mickey Gall comes in at well, he's not got a foot on me. I'm not 4'11". Mickey Gall comes in 5'11", 180. So I probably got
20 pounds on him, but he probably has 5 inches on me.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a longer reach. He's also probably much more toned than I am. So Mickey Gall, I am not calling you out, but I'm not wishing you luck on your fight on Saturday.
Going back to Ronda Rousey, because it's the only one I can really talk about.
Or Conor McGregor.
Is I really just hope... I hope that she takes it back at some point, and then... I hope that this girl gets beaten at her first title defense. I hope the next girl gets beaten at the first title defense.
So and then they finally all lose it after no
successful defenses.
They all
lose it after one, where she, you know, defended it. I forget how many times she defended it.
Like a ton.
Yeah. And then wins it back, and then just keeps defending it until she retires. Yeah. Like, that would be amazing. Because I remember when she was defeated. First of all, when she was defeated the first time, I was like,
yeah,
gone.
I was Snapchatting with you that night.
Yeah,
and I were going back and forth. And you're like, I'm so
screaming.
Ready. You're like, 15 seconds, she's gonna get her. And like, I think you might have been crying.
I
after
was
the fight.
Running around my dorm room. And I remember that day. It was the day of one of the Dem primary debates, and I'd watched that, and I was all like hyped up. And then like I was like, I guess I'll turn it to the fight, like the debate's okay, but like let's turn it to the fight. And it was mind-boggling to me, but everyone was like, oh, look at this Holly Holm girl, like she's so much smarter, she trained harder, like Ronda's lost it. And I'm like, and then she gets defeated in her first like fight, like
I was gonna say she didn't even have any successful title defenses. Holm didn't.
No, she didn't.
I don't think anyone who's won the title since Ronda lost it has successfully defended.
That's why I hope that pattern continues. Yeah. You know, Holly lost it to Misha. Misha lost it to this girl.
I think Nunez is her name.
Yeah. Amanda just Google Nunez. It. It's Nunez. Which is cool.
Yeah.
They're all amazing fighters. I'm glad that, like, the women's competition is, like, really, like catching on, you know? Because it's really, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have we talked enough?
We should probably
do music queued up.
Do a song. No, I don't.
Go with Take On Me. I don't know. I'm throwing stuff out there.
No, that's fine. That's good. Like, we need.
I had a pretty good suggestion earlier with Electric Avenue.
Yeah, so. No, that was a great suggestion. Like.
Who doesn't love Eddie Grant and Electric Avenue?
Okay, we're going to do something.
That's going to be poll number two. Do you like Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant? That should be 100% okay. In the yes.
Yeah, okay, we're going to do that. But first, we're going to do Money by Pink Floyd.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, amazing song. Is that playing? Oh, I hit the wrong button. Awesome. The scene where Dorothy is walking into Munchkin Land for the first time. Just saying.
Get back. I'm on. certainly was in the right.
Weezer live during Spotify sessions with King of the World, a song off their White Album. I love the latest two Weezer albums. I think they're like really good.
Have we played that one before?
I think we did. Probably.
We played, there was one point where we played back-to-back like Weezer songs.
Yeah.
And they were both live performances.
Okay, then yeah, it was the live performance of that and Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
Amazing songs. Yeah. No, the Weezer White Album is amazing, which came out this year. And then Everything Will Be All Right in the End, which came out 2 years ago, is also also amazing. For the record, dear readers, Chris just showed me a picture of someone's wallet with six Chicken McNuggets inside. They're my favorite form of currency. You know, how I said earlier that I didn't eat chicken?
Yeah.
Until recently, that's actually untrue. The only chicken I ate, though, was McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
Does that count delicious. As chicken?
And probably not. They count as chicken bits.
Yes. chicken bits.
But here's the thing. Even to this day, my go-to order at McDonald's is a number 10, a 10-piece Chicken McNuggets. Because they're
even
so
to
good.
This day, I don't have a go-to order at McDonald's. Because I avoid going to McDonald's as much as possible.
Okay, but yeah, me too. Like, I don't think I've been to McDonald's since... Last time I visited Layla at Skidmore, I drove up.
Is she listening? Hi, Layla.
Probably not. She's well. She's in Spain right now. So.
Oh well, that'd be.
What time is it over there?
What are they? 5 hours ahead?
6 hours ahead. So,
six.
So it's 5 o'clock over there. But she's definitely not listening, no matter what. No. As I was not when I was driving up, because when I was driving up, I was dropping her off at school. There was no way I was going to get away with going to McDonald's then. But on my way back, I went to McDonald's.
Layla, if you're listening, you just confessed to getting McDonald's.
That was probably in April. So last time I had McDonald's is in April.
I try and avoid that as much as possible.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. Except awful. It's also awful. But so good.
Isn't there a PSA in there about avoiding fast food?
Yeah, I think you read it.
I think I read it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So
we're coming up on the last 7 minutes of Astro Hour.
Last 6 minutes. We've begun the last 6 minutes. Unless we have an episode. There's a fairly good chance we'll have an episode on Friday. Like I'd say like 50-50.
We're going overtime today. Just kidding.
If not, we're happy to have the dear readers, and we'll continue this at some point. I'm gonna get a winter show. Like once everyone leaves after this semester, I'll do a winter show, which I said I was going to do last semester, and I like only showed up to two of them out of like the five.
I'll take a winter show
out of the five. But I feel like now that I have you as a host, we can definitely do that. And we'll do.
I'm a host.
You're not a host, but you know,
you called me a host.
You're a reoccurring co-host. Shut up. I'm going to mute you. So
there are other microphones.
Yeah, and I muted all of them except mine.
In the background to go to yours.
Yeah, I guess.
Can I have my microphone back, please?
Yeah, you can get your microphone back. You know, and then we'll continue over the summer. It'll be fine. But last 5 minutes have been entered. Wait, how much time is this song? It doesn't matter. We'll just play it at the end.
Yeah.
So first episode when I was alone, I played a lot of space themed music. So this is also another space one that we'll play later.
The first episode I was on, we played a lot of pop punk music, and you like apologized at the end for the like
excessive angst.
Teen angst.
So what's funny about that is,
and I'm still mad at you about Mark Hoppus's T-shirt.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Don't lie to me.
Maybe I'm not. What would you do with the sweaty T-shirt? What would I do with the sweaty T-shirt?
I would frame the sweaty T-shirt.
So, the angsty thing is
the worst
funny.
Worst smelling frame ever, but I'd frame that T-shirt.
The angst thing is funny because on my show, so I did a sub show, for those of you who don't know, 2 days ago, maybe at like 9 o'clock. It was during, if you want to listen to it on the archive, it's under like the Yam session on Tuesdays, I want to say. Tuesdays are, yeah, definitely Tuesday. And I was just like in kind of a bad mood, so I played like as much angsty stuff as I could. Well, not angsty, but, you know, I did a little bit of a harder show than I normally do. So I started off with, like, Sleater-Kinney. I did Blink-182. I did Driftless Pony Club, which is actually my favorite band. Modern
Blink
Baseball.
Blink-182? Oh, Modern Baseball.
I put a Modern Baseball song
which
in there. Because a lot of them are explicit, actually. I put The Weeknd.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Which
awesome
Blink
song
do you play?
Please Take Me Home.
Oh,
I
that's
miss
a great
you.
One, too.
And Please Take Me Home is my favorite Blink song, I'd say. And then I did another one, I thought, but maybe it was just those two. And I was having people like text me like angsty stuff. I did Amanda Palmer, like
what, who's that by?
No, Amanda Palmer is an artist. Yeah, she's Neil Gaiman's wife.
Oh no, yeah. there's a different song titled Amanda like something partner. That's like a Sum 41 song. That's what I was getting confused.
Sum 41.
Yeah, do you remember,
when I liked Sum 41?
They have a new album coming out in October, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Oh, I did a front bottom song. That was...
Nice.
That was surprising to me.
Next month in Maine, front bottoms, Modern Baseball,
and brand new. Are you seeing them?
I am desperately searching for tickets. My friend Josh is going to see them.
There are tickets to the Connecticut one. I was actually looking at it the other day.
I don't want to drive to Connecticut.
You don't want to go to Wallingford with me?
Fine. Are you, if you decide you want to go, we can drive to Wallingford.
I might. I don't know.
What band plays in Wallingford, Connecticut?
Modest Mouse played in Wallingford, Connecticut a couple years ago.
What band plays in Portland, Maine?
Although,
Blink just played in Bangor, so...
Okay, so the Blink tour, I was looking at their map, like, it went, like, in loops.
Yeah.
Around. It was the most inefficient, like, tour of North America, like, I could imagine.
You'd ever imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
They went to like Massachusetts, then up to Canada, then down to like Pennsylvania, then back up to Maine. And it's like,
yeah,
they did like a whole bunch of loops or something.
Yeah, they went up
and then Canada, they canceled their Atlantic City show because of Hurricane Hermine.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? Okay, yeah. Closing thoughts of the episode. I'm pretty sure we're gonna have another episode. So
we've been pulling your leg this whole time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I'm not positive.
But, hey, we can sneak into the studio.
That's true.
You have an access key. Who's gonna stop us?
That's true.
Howie Carr.
Just pay attention, dear readers, to 10 o'clock next Friday morning. If it's someone other than us, call the police.
Yeah. if Howie Carr finds his way in here, then you know.
Next week on the Astro Hour, Howie Carr. All right, so we've had two polls out today, and let's look at the results for both of them. For Astro Hour poll number one, is Jonah Hill too overweight? We have a 50-50 split with four votes each.
Four votes each?
Is Jonah Hill too...
Four votes overall.
Is Jonah... Four votes. Oh, yeah, four votes, obviously.
I was going to say, we
managed... Okay, my mom just said no sneaking in. Mom, I have an access key. It's not sneaking in.
We're not breaking the law.
I have access to this building. Like, Zach, I come in here to study sometimes, Mom.
Zach is a student...
Okay, I've got 30 seconds to talk about these polls. Poll number one, is Jonah Hill too overweight? It's 50-50 split with four votes in total. I think we should tiebreak it. On the count of three, we're both going to say what we say, all right? 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
No.
Well, then we didn't tiebreak it.
It's still a tie. I'm sorry. Well, I don't think he's too overweight.
My vote counts as two because
I think he's
older.
Close. Okay.
And also, I'm the guest, and the customer is always right.
Astro Hour poll number two, do you rock down to Electric Avenue? Or excuse me, do you rock down to Electric Avenue?
And then we take it higher?
We've got two votes in that poll, one to each, yes, no, 50-50 split again.
I think we know what this is.